Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Pei Hei, and we're holding the Mishnah, which is about a third down the Amud. Zuk the Mishnah. You'll recall we started off our parak a couple of days ago about the concept of Shiur Beget. What was the Shiur Beget? The person wrote out a get, and he said, Hari at muteris acholodam. And the Mishnah said, Ella. The Gemara explained, Ella of our Mishnah means chutz. Chutz mi ploini. So I'm going and giving, and Chas V'Shalom, my husband's giving a get to his wife and says, you're now going to be free to marry anybody in the world, except for Pliny, who is going to remain usher to you. That's a shear in the get. Question is, does that work? Machloikis of Blezer and the Chacham. Now a Gemara tells us a similar concept, but with a wrinkle. And that is, Hari at Meteres Chol Odom, Ella, again meaning Chutz, the Abba Ulavich, L'Ochi Ulaochich, the Eved Ulaoivik Chavim, L'chol misha ein lo olav kiddushin. All of these are cases where there is no tfisas kiddushin. If a person goes and if a woman tries to marry her own father, her own father-in-law, or her brother-in-law, to an evet, you can write out a beautiful ksuba, you can invite 1,000 people to the wedding, however, the kiddushin is not toifis. It's impossible to go and marry an erva, impossible to go and marry an eved oiv kechav. And if one did, the kiddushin is not toifis, is gunish, mit gunish. Rabbi, we're on pei hei omid aleph, we just started the Mishnah. So the Gemara tells us, therefore, says the Mishnah, then this is really not a shir. Shir would mean that I am giving a get chas v'shalom to my wife, and I'm saying, everybody is mutter, you're Hari Abba Teres Chalodim, you can marry anybody in the world except for, what did Reb Lezer say? Chutz mi ploini. Now that ploini was someone that she would normally be able to go and marry. By putting in this chutz, she will not be able to marry that ploini. So that's a shir in the get. But these people that we're enumerating in the Mishnah, she cannot marry anyway, even if she attempts to go through the mechanics and through the procedure of marrying. She's gunished. Therefore, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, that type of chutz is not a real shiur. And even the Chachamim would disagree with her blessing. And the first Mishnah would agree that now this get is totally kosher because the shiur of here was really meaningless. You're mutter to everybody except to your father. Anyway, you were usher to your father. Anyway, you were usher to your brother. Etc., etc. So therefore, the get is kosher and the Tanai falls away. However, says our Mishnah, what happens if you're not talking about the type of Isur, where Kedushin is not Toifis, but you're talking about, for instance, Chayove Lavin, and we're leaving out Rabbi Kiva for the moment. What does the Mishnah say? Hari Apoteres HaCholodim, Ela, Almona L'Koyin Godel, Gerush V'Chalus L'Koyin Hejit, Mamzer Sassin L'Yisrael, Bas Yisrael L'Mamzer U'L'Nosin, V'Chol Mishi Yesh Lo Olav Kedushin Afil Ba'Aveira. Then the halacha is possible. If a person says to his wife, I want you to know that, for instance, and make the easy case, that's the Gerusha L'Koyin Hejit. The Yankel says to his wife, Shprinza, Hariyat Meteres L'Cholodam, except that you're not allowed to marry a particular Koyin, or any Koyin in the world. What's the din? No, anyway, she's not allowed to marry that Koyin, because she's a Gerusha. A Gerusha is not allowed to marry a Koyin. So has he done anything of any real impact with his shiur? On the surface, you would say it's like the first line of cases we had in our Mishnah. But there's a fundamental difference, because the first line of cases in our Mishnah we're talking about the Kedushin is not even Toifis. Here we're talking about the Kedushin is Toifis. Avad it's an Aveira for a Grusha to go and marry a Kohen Hedger. Avad it's an Aveira for a Mamzeris to may Leovi Mamzer Bekal Hashem, Leovi Mamzeris Bekal Hashem. These are all Aveiris, they're all Chayove Lavin. However, if one went through the marriage is valid. It is a good Kiddushin. And therefore, by his saying, I am Mater, you, my wife, to the whole world, except for this individual, Mr. Cohen, Rabbi Cohen, Rabbi Yankala Cohen, or to all Kehanim, then this is a real Shiur. Why is this a real Shiur? Since there is a possibility of Kiddushin, even though the possibility involves an Isser Lav. We're not recommending that she should go and chas v'shalom oyver b'isser lav. We're just saying that it's physically possible to be oyver the isser lav. And so therefore, if he made such a chutz that would be a shiur, therefore the same chachamim that said back on daf pei beis that it makes a psul in the get because it's a shiur, would hold here too. It's possible because it's a shiur in the get. And the Gemara now elaborates a little bit about this. Klala d'reisha, when it says in the klal of the first halacha, it says, u'lechol mi she'ein alof kedushin. What does that mean? Lasu yishar chayavi krisis. We only enumerated four isurei krisis from the parsha, from the parshiyos achri mois kedushin. We said, abba, v'yavich, ochi, u'lechich. But there are many other different types. The first Mishnah in Masechtas Yevamos has a list of 15 arayos. And therefore, says the Gemara, when it says, u'lechol mi she'ein alof kedushin, we're talking about all the arayos where there's a din of chiyuv karis. Call it the Seifa. When the Seifa ends off, u'lechol mi she'yesh lo olof kedushin, what is that referring? Lasu yishar chiyuv ilavin. Comes to include any other chiyuv ilavin, which we have not previously enumerated. And then you have the parentheses. Normally the parentheses means take those words out. However, interestingly, Rashi apparently is goyris a few of those words because he's mafarish a few of those words. So when we talk about kigoyin amoini umiyavi, layavi amoini umiyavi bekal Hashem. So if you have an amoini umiyavi who has been megayer, and therefore he's fully Jewish, and now the husband is going and giving a get to his wife and says to her, but don't go and marry that Mayavi there in Shul. Don't marry that Amoini. I'm assuring you. Well, guess what? Even though she's not allowed to marry that Amoini Mayavi Kal Hashem, but since the Kedushin is Toifis, this is considered to be a Shiur in the Get. Interestingly, the Brisa says Nesini, which would seem to be redundant because we already had in our Mishnah Unesina Li Yisrael, Bas Yisrael Lemamzer Ulenesin. So since we're saying Lasuya Sharchi of Ilavin, the word Nesini would be inappropriate because we've already listed that in our Mishnah. Mitzri Vadoimi are also slightly problematic because Mitzri Vadoimi is not an Isser Lav, it's an Isser Aseh. One is, not that one's allowed to go marry a Mitzri Vadoimi, but rather it says in the Pasuk, Loisisayev Adoimi, Loisisayev Mitzri, Kigera Yisra Biarzoi. The first two doyris you're not allowed to go and have a mitzri or a doymi who are geirim. We're not talking about goyim. We're talking about geirim, that they were megayir. They're not allowed to go and marry b'kal Hashem. But the third generation, dor shlishi, bonu mashi, yivodu lehem, dor shlishi, yovel b'kal Hashem. And therefore, if one goes and marries a dor rishon or a dor sheni, then you're oiver on a chiyuv aseh, not a chiyuv lav. Therefore, the Lashon Gemara Lasu Yishar Chayov Ilavin Kigoyim Mitzri Vadoyim is a little bit problematic. Apparently, Rashi was already bothered by this because Rashi, in the middle of the Amud, says Mitzri Vadoyim Mitoich Shloisha Doyres Shehem BeIsser Aseh. So the Lashon of the Gemara Lasu Yishar Chayov Ilavin is really Lav Dafka. It's including others where there is Tefisas Kedushin. Now, from here, from Boyimene Rava until the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara is going to ask a bunch of questions, each time asking, is this a shiur in the get, or is this not a shiur in the get? Remember that according to Reb Lezer, a shiur in the get works, like we had in our first Mishnah. Reb Lezer said it's kosher. We had a machloikis in the Gemara whether the shiur is referring to using the term chutz, or using the term almanas. But one of those two, clearly, according to Reb Lezer, is not a psul in the get, even though it is a shiur. So our whole discussion in our Gemara is referring to the Rabbanan that say that a shiur in the get hassles the get. So says the Gemara, ask the Gemara a whole bunch of shailas. Shaila number one: Boi mini Rabbi Merav Nachman, chutz mikidushi koten mahu. What happens if the husband says to the wife, Sprinzer, hari at meteres cholonim chutz from Yankel Smith, who is only 10 years old, or for that matter, all ketanim that happen to be 10 years old, or anybody that's less than bar mitzvah. Now, a katan doesn't have the ability to go and be mekadish esa isha, because he's a lav bar dayaninu. So going and excluding this katan l'chayra is not a shiur. Because anyway, you couldn't go and marry him. But that's today. In 2 years, 3 years from now, when he has his bar mitzvah, then he is able to go and marry. So the question is, if you go and ask her, if a person asks his wife not to marry a katan, do you look now at this particular moment in time when it's really not a shiur? Or do you look at the potential that in 3 years from now, assuming he's 10, in 3 years from now he'll be bar mitzvah, then this will be a real shiur in the get? And that's the Gemara Shaila, Boy Menei Rabbi Mirav Nachman, Chutz Mikidushi Katan Mal, Miyamin Hashta, Miyala Bar Havayu. At the moment, he cannot go and do Havaya. Havaya means, because we're Makish Havaya Yitzia, where the Pasuk says, the Nosan Law, the cost of law, Sefer Chris, the Nosan Yoda, Shulcha, Nibese, Vaholcha, Vahoysa, the Ish Acher. That Vahoysa is a Russian Havaya. He is not a Bar Havaya, he cannot go and marry her. So therefore, it's not a real Shir. Even though now he's not a bar avaya, but wait, with a little bit of patience, he will be bechlal avaya. And now, therefore, perhaps that's already a shir in the get now, because we're preventing her from marrying this Yankel Smith a cotton for the rest of his life. This is not just as long as he's a cotton. He's assering on this cotton, assering her on this cotton forever. So that's the first shayla. Omalei, so Rav Nachman said to Rava, let's try to be poshut. Tanisio, we learned it in a braisa, where it says in a braisa, ketana miskareshes bekidushei aviha. What happens if you have a ketana who had a father, Baruch Hashem, and the father married her off? As you know, the father has that right, as bitin osati le'ish hazeh, he was able to marry her off. And then lo yaleinu, the father passed away. And to add insult to injury, the husband decided to go and give a get to his wife, and she is still a ketana. She has still not celebrated her bat mitzvah yet. Can you imagine this ketana? Married off at the age of 8. Her father passed away at the age of 10. And now her husband gives her a get at the age of 11. What's the din? Ketana miskareshes. Even though she's only ketana, she can accept the get, even though this kedusha was a kedusha d'oraisa, because the father married her off. But that's the halacha, ketana miskareshes. And of course, the major reason for that is that when it comes to get, you do not need the das or the consent of the recipient. You can give a get bar karcha. So therefore, says the Gemara, ketana miskareshes b'kedusha avia, the father was mekadisher, kedusha d'oraisa, she can go and get a get, according to Rashi, only after the father passed away. If the father was still alive, then he has to accept the get. Toisus disagrees, Toisus on the side, and there's a whole bunch of Rishonim that have discussion about this issue, whether she's miskareshes even on her own, only if Chas V'Shalom, her father, passed away. Now the question is, we've had this Gemara already before, where Makish Havaya Yitzia, and therefore, is she able to, on her own, be able to go and get married? No, she cannot get married on her own because she's still a ketana. However, she can get divorced. So, there's a disconnect. Don't we have a Hekish Havaya Yitzia? If she cannot have a Havaya, how can she have a Yitzia? How can she go and get the get on her own? Ela Muzdach Zayin, says Rav Nachman, I'll tell you why. Because even though presently she's not Bechlal Havaya, but Asir Bechlal Havaya, we don't look at the current, we look at the potential. And the potential is that this young lady will become a Bar Havaya or a Bas Havaya. So therefore, for current purposes, she's also considered to be a sufficient Bas Havaya to be able to go and accept the get at this time. No, Ibazoi, using that Swara, say the same thing applies to the katan, that even though now he is not a barabai, a chanami asil chalabai, he will mi'at Hashem become l'chalabai. So we've been poshed the shayla, if you go and say, chutz mi katan, this is a shiur, and therefore according to the Rabbanan, this get would be possible. Now let's go the next step. Let's not talk about a katan who's already born, let's talk about a katan that's not even born yet. What happens if a person says to his wife, I give you get hariat muteris l'choladim, chutz me'anei lodim, from all babies that have not yet been born. So, Frank Gemara, Mar, what's the din? Is this a shiur in the get? If the child hasn't been born yet, the child hasn't been born, so it's not a shear in the get. A child will be born eventually. In other words, if you go and talk specifically about don't get married to any boys that are born by Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Smith might not have any children in the future. And even if she has children, she may only have girls and she won't have boys. So that already would be highly conjecture, highly speculative. But to go and say generally, you can go and marry everyone except for babies that have not been born yet, we know that babies will be born eventually at some time in the Yetzer Hashem. And that being the case, says the Gemara, maybe it is a shiur after all. As Omalais, he said, let's try to be poshut it again from our Mishnah. Tanisu, what does it say in our Mishnah? That was part of the first line of cases in the Mishnah, that if a person says, that you're prohibited to go and marry, Johnny Smith, the Eved, or Johnny Smith, the Goy, what's the din? Says our Mishnah, that's not a shiur, because there's no tefisas kedushin, and therefore the tanai falls away, and the get is kosher. For Eitimura, in Isa, if you're going to hold of this svara, that you don't only look at the actual, but you look at the potential. After all, the Eved Oyv Chavim might be Megayer in the future, and at that point, there would be a shiur in the get. So why do you say that the get is kosher? There's a shiur. Well, even though you can't go marry now the Eved Oyv Chavim, but you might be able to marry the Eved Oyv Chavim 6 months from now, if either the Eved or the Oyv Chavim is Megayer. Zokti Yimara. So what do I see from that? That I don't look at the potential, I just look at the actual. So therefore, L'chayra Noylodim, just like Eved and Oyv Chavim, is not a shiur. Because you can't marry a baby that hasn't even been born yet. Just like you can't marry an Eved Oyv Chavim. Every more now, though, the comparison is not a good comparison. Because Hanach Lav the Yuri Kaimi, Hanach Yisiludi Kaimi. When it comes to a Goy or an Eved, of course they might possibly be Megayer. But what are the percentages of Goyim or Avodim being Megayer? Well, Avodim, perhaps a drop more, because anytime you free an Eved. But remember, you're not supposed to free an Eved, or at least according to Rabbi Shmuel, so Machloek Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, whether Lo'ilim Bem Tavoidu is a Choyv or Rishus. Okay, but at least from time to time people free their Avodim. But how many Goyim go on me Megayer? You know, 0.000000%. Very small number. And so therefore the likelihood that this particular Goy is going to become Jewish is highly remote, and that's why we looked at the present, we don't look at the potential. But Bahani, when you're talking about babies, Lisaludi Kaimi, all babies in Mitchum are going to be born. All those that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses that they should be born will be born. And therefore that's just inevitable. So you really cannot compare one against the other. So Lamaisa, we have not been poishit this Shaila. So let's go on to the next case. Chutz mi bal achoisamahu. What happens if you have a, is another gear, so really mibal achiseich mahu, which is slightly more precise. But basically it's the same. We have over here husband and wife, and the husband says to the wife, I'm giving you a get, but you're not allowed to marry your brother-in-law. The brother-in-law that's married to your sister. That if and when this get is chal, I'm giving you the get now, assuming that the get is chal, it's effective. You can marry everybody else, but don't go marry your brother-in-law who's married to your sister. Now, you and I all know that currently she's not allowed to go and marry that brother-in-law because it says, Isha l'chois l'isikach, litzerar, l'gale sevos aleh b'chaya. So therefore, it's an absolute isser, it's one of the aroyos, and therefore it's just like the first case in our Mishnah, and l'chayra, this tanai is meaningless because she cannot marry the brother-in-law. Anyway, Zoktimar, but 1 second. Isha l'chois l'isikach, the din of two achoyos is different than all the other aroyos. In which way is it different? It's different mao, because even though hashtamile chazile, even though now you cannot get married, and therefore l'choira, there's no shiur in the get. But oydil mazimim de meza choisev chazile. It's only mechayeha. And therefore, if your brother-in-law's wife passes away, in other words, if the wife's sister passes away, then she will be muteris to the former brother-in-law, because they're no longer two sisters marrying the same person. So therefore, again, look into the future. Do we look at current events, or do we look at potential, vis-a-vis a shiur in the get? Omale tenisua. Let's try to bring a right from our Mishnah. The Eved Lekechovim. What's the din? Eved Lekechovim. What do we say that the Tanai falls away because the woman cannot go and marry the Eved Lekechovim? But they have a potential. Eved Lekechovim nami avida de Megairi. They could very well be Megairi at some time in the future. So therefore, since I discount that and say, nah, that's remote, I'm not worried about it, and therefore, says our Mishnah, the shear is not a shear and the get is a good get. No, so to say the same thing. It's remote that the sister will pass away. That sister might live in Mi'at Hashem for the next 100 years. She might be Zoycha Tarichas Yamim Vishanim. So isn't that comparable to the Eved and Oyv Gechavim? That just like Eved Gechavim might look at the current state of events, I don't look at the potential. Say the same thing with Gabi, the brother-in-law. I look at the current state of events where he's married to the sister and therefore it's impossible for her to go and marry him, and therefore there's no shiur. Says he, more, there's a fundamental difference between becoming megayer and passing away, and that is geiros leishchicha. Like we said a moment ago, how many goyim, how many avodim are megayri? Very small percentage. But misa shchicha, unfortunately, misa happens every day. Lo yaleinu v'lo yaleichem. We get emails on a constant basis. Baruch Dayan Emes, this person passed away, that person passed away. So therefore there's a much stronger potential. So maybe it is a shear in the get after all. Once again, the Gemara is not pushed. Now the Gemara is going to ask another series of questions, all of which are not a shear in individuals, but a shear in the halacha. So it's certainly not in the quantity. To quote our good friend Barry, we're not talking about a shear in the Gavra, we're not talking about a shear in the Chefza, if you will. As you'll see. What is that? Zokti Gemara. What happens if the husband says to the wife, Hari at muteris l'chalodim, you can go and marry any one of all the, just to throw out a number, 10 million Jewish males, you can go marry any of them. But chutz, however, I want that our marriage should still, there should still be a string attached, that you're not allowed to live with any one of them without the benefit of a, without the benefit of kiddushin. In other words, hariat muteris, you're muted to go marry anybody, but I say chutz meznusech, you're not allowed to live with any one of these Jews without the benefit of kiddushin. Isma. So is this considered to be a shiur? Now, clearly, b'nisuin holeishai, as far as nisuin, he said, yeah, you can marry any Jew, any one of the 10 million Jews in the world, hari at muteris, the chol odom to everyone. So there's no shiur at all. Oydil mashai bebir, since he's saying that you cannot go and live biznus with somebody, so then in the maisa bir there is a shiur. Is that considered to be a shiur? On Malays, he said, I could bring a ride from our Mishnah. Tenisua, what does it say in our Mishnah? He says, "Hariat muteris l'chol adam chutz mi abba v'avich." So let me ask you, "Tenisua l'abba l'avich." Ubamai, what does the Mishnah mean when he said to her, "You're mutter to everybody except for abba v'avich"? Did he mean ilay v'benisuin that you cannot marry your abba v'avich? Freitimar abba v'avich b'nisuin. No, even if she wanted to, she couldn't. It's impossible to go and marry abba v'avich. Elav, what did he mean when he said, biznus, that you're not allowed to even live with them without the benefit of marriage. Aha. So therefore, let's go and make a deal. Well, the abel of that's not considered to be a shiur. Why? Because even living with them biznus is an iser that has an iser kares. And there's no tfisis kedushin, even though they're not looking to be tfisis kedushin. But the point is an iser kares of living together with one of the aroyas. So there, Hudloisha, that's our mission, said that's not a shiur. Holy acher, but it's mashma for anybody else if you say chutz miznusech, that would be a shiur. And therefore the get is no get according to the Rabbanon. So the Mishkarai. The Ovar, the Ensiv. When it says in our Mishnah that Hariat Mutesh Golodam El Yavich Abba Vyavich, which means Chutz Liabba Lavich, that you mutter to everybody except for your father and for my father, it means Taka B'Nisuin. So he's saying, but they can't get married anyway. You're right, they cannot get married. But just what would happen, Loyalegu, they're able to go and find some reconstructionist, reform rabbi that's willing to go and marry off the father. I mean, if the reform rabbis can go and give a bar mitzvah to a dog, presumably they can officiate at a marriage between a father and a daughter. How many reform rabbis today officiate by Nebuch two men or two women, quote unquote, getting married? Loyalegu, Loyalegu. So says our Gemara, so Dilmini Suan, when he said in the Mishnah that you mutal chalodim except for Abba Vavich, he means Taka B'Nisuan. He didn't mean Biznus. I am Mishayer Nisuan. Now you're going to say, but you can't have Nisuan. You're right. The Ovar V'Ensef. Nevertheless, she didn't listen. She had her father give her a diamond ring. Not a diamond ring. You don't give a diamond ring. Okay, a diamond ring for the engagement. And then a regular ring for the Kedushin, and then after that they had Biyam, Mitachupam, and Nisum, and the Gansamasa, even though you're not allowed to. But that's what he had in mind. So therefore you cannot bring a raya that our Mishnah is talking about Chutz Min Nusach, our Mishnah is talking about Chutz Min Nisum, to Abav Yavich. So bottom line is we still have no raya, and the Gemara blibes without a raya, and the Boigel Ifshita. And now we're going to have a series of similar shaylas. Chutz Mishloi Kedar Kamal. He says to her, Hariat Muteris Lachalonim, you can go marry anybody in the world. But anytime you marry with somebody else, you have bia, it's got to be kedarka. I do not permit you to go and live with your husband, Shaloi kedarka. So, Freyti Lama, be kedarka, Oloi Shai. Lamaisa, she can go marry anybody in the world, any one of 10 million Jewish males, and there's no shear. There's no problem. No shear in the Kedusha. No shear in the get, and therefore the get is a good get. Since a husband and wife are able to live both kedarka and shaloi kedarka, because that's the definition of mishkevei isha, which is makish the two mishkavim one to the other, so maybe there is a shiur in the get after all, because he's not allowing her to go and marry someone else and live with someone else shaloi kedarka. Now let's go off of the parsha for a moment of ishus. Let's talk about chutz miaforis nederayich mahu. You can go marry anybody that you want, Hariyapatez Chalodim, but Chutz, that individual should not have control to be Mefer Nedorim. He's leaving the Haforis Nedorim for himself. So there's still a string attached. I want to continue having the right to Haforis Nedorim, and I don't want your new husband to have that right. Mal, is now this Tanai a good Tanai? Is it a Shear in the Get? Is the Get kosher? In the Nisuan, he says you can marry any Jewish male. Hari Abba Teres Chalodim. So therefore, there's no Shia. Oydilma Ishi, Kemen of Ishi Yefer Enoksiv. Since one of the rights of a husband of Ishus, Isha, is that the husband can be Mekayim or Mefinadarim, if you take away that right, maybe that does undermine the marriage to be. And therefore, maybe that is a Shia after all. Next case, chutz mitrumei sayach mahu. What happens if he says to her, the way Rashi learns, if you're going to go and marry a kohen, what's the din? I don't want you to be able to eat truma. And Barry's question is,
she's a kumusha, she's a reach get. How can she marry a kohen?
It's more than a reach get. He's actually going and divorcing her and saying, you're mutar
sechala. Even if you say the get's no good,
you still have the reach get. Very good. So the kasha that you're asking is square one, the bottom toises. Look at the toises. Chutz mitrumeisayach mahu pirush bekuntus shemtinas lekoyin loytoyichol betruma ve'inir lori the belavok liochol betruma the grusha mischaleles bebias koyin. She's going to become a chalola. But for the kitchev anasa v'leibol there to mishtemeres to be a psula he afagav dehani etc. etc. She's going to be asur lechol minatoyra, and therefore Mikol Mokim Nira Doich Lefarishkein. So this pshat lechayra of Rashi is a shvera pshat, and therefore says Toys Nira Lefarish a brand new pshat. Chutz Mitruma Shehu Koyin Meaning that just like we said that the case of the Hafaris Nadara, that the husband says, I am mati you to marry anybody in the world, but I retain for myself the right to be made for you in Nadarim. He says to her, I'm a Kohen, you've been eating Truma for the last 25 years. I'm very concerned, Sprinza, that you're not going to have an easy life in terms of being able to find a new husband and being able to get Mizoinus. Who's going to support you? I'm going to be a nice guy. I'm saying that you're mutal chal adam, chutz mitri masayach, that you should continue to be married to me and be an Ashes Kohen vis-a-vis the eating of Truma. And therefore, you'll have a... It will be very, very good for you. Even though Nebuch were going to be divorced, you'll be able to go into the Truma store and get Truma, which is only a third the price of regular Chulin. So so you see the Machloikas Rashi and Toises, how you learn Pshat, Chut Truma Sayach. So again, so what's the Shai? Mal. Minisuin Holy Shai. There's no Shir in the Nisuin. Crystal clear. Hariat Mutaris Chalodim. Oidilma Kinyin Kasboisiv. Since the Inyan of Kahuna involves Kinyin Kasboi, so therefore there's a Shir in the relationship, in the kinyan, the acquisition. Because kinyan kasvei, as we know, is not only a din in buying an eved, but also when a husband marries a wife, there's a kinyan kesev. That's the first gemara maseches kedusha. We're going to learn in Mishnah next Tuesday. Isha niknas b'sholich drachim, a kesev b'shtar avia. So she's kinyan kasvei. So maybe that is a shiur after all. Similar case, chutz miyudusha seich mahu. Now here you're not talking about a nice guy where he wants to go and allow his wife to continue eating truma the way Toisis learns, but Fakir is talking about that he wishes to retain the right of Yerusha. Normally, as you know, a husband yarshins his wife. Shtetachem Pasik, that V'yorash Oisa, that he goes and he can yarshin from the She'era, from his She'er. So he has a right to go and yarshin from her minapai. He says to her, Hariat Luteres HaChalodam, I allow you to marry everybody and anybody in the whole world. However, the Yerusha aspect, I retain for myself. That Chuli Levachas, whenever you pass away, Sprinza, I get the Yerusha. I'm a real nice guy. Isma, Vinisun, Holy Shai, Viz Vinisun, he said you can marry anybody. Oy Dimu L'Sh'erev Yerush Oysaksiv, the pasuk that we quoted a moment ago. And therefore, L'Sh'erev means the person who is close in physical relationship, meaning his wife. V'yarish oisin yarshins from her, and therefore that it is a shir after all. Or the next case, chutz mikdusheich bishtar mahu. Since we just quoted the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, so he says you can marry anybody and everybody, but only if you marry with kesef or with bia. If you're just getting a piece of paper, I'm not masking. I'm not masking that you get married with ishtar. Why he cares, I don't know. But Mala, me and Rina, Nefshin, Mekadosh, Lomakesu, Mabia, and therefore there's no Shir. She can still marry everybody, just not with the Shtar. And therefore, all Havayis have to be included in her possibilities of remarriage. And if you're only allowing her to remarry Bekesef, Ubabia, and not Bishtar, maybe that's also a Shir in the get, because you're not giving her full options of marrying all three ways. So to want all these final shaylas, teiku tishbi yatar, it's kushba boys. And now we get to the next mission. Now, it's fascinating. We've gone through 83, 84 blat of our mesechta, and we still haven't touched the text of the get, other than that we know you have to write shem iroi, shmoi, and shma, shem iroi, v'shem ira, you have to go and write a date. You have to write where you're located. If you're in Hini, don't write Shili. If you're in Shili, don't write Hini. And you have to write Ariat Materes the Chalotah. But other than that, we really don't know what the text of the get is. And finally, Rabbeinu HaKodesh at the end of the Masechta says, I'm going to finally share it with you. And says the Tanakhama, official get, the essence of the get is Ariat Materes the Chalotah, as we have known all along. But Rabbi Yehuda says that's not enough. You the Oimer, you have to write in the get. We're on to the Amid days. The Dain means this. Tihave should be Lichi, for you, Minoi, from me, a Sefer Tiruchin, the Gerish Shvukin, the Get Peturin. Now, all of these three terms are synonymous, and each one of them has a lashon of you are now being basically thrown out of this marriage. Now, the exact English translations, I have with me an Art Scroll English, and he says, Sefer Tiruchin is a document of banishment, Igeresh Vukin is a letter of abandonment, and Get Peturim is a bill of release. So these are basically synonymous terms that he has to go and tell her in the Get, young lady Shpinza, you're now on your own. I'm abandoning you, I'm banishing you, I'm divorcing you, I'm releasing you. All of these are basically the same terms. Lemehach, the word lemehach means that you should be able to go from here, lehisnazva, and to marry, lechol gvar, any man, de yis tzavyan, any man that you have the desire. The word tzvi in Aramaic means that you want or desire. So chol gvar de tzitzyat, and any husband that you want. That is the general language or text of the get. It's much longer than that. As you know, it's 12 lines. But says Rabbi Yehuda, every get has to include those words. We'll see in the Gemara why Rabbi Yehuda is so particular about that. And finally, the Mishnah, just to conclude, says, since we know that we learn out many of the halachas that apply to a shtar shichrur, we learn from Hilchos Get Isha, we learn lo me'isha. So our Mishnah concludes, and by the way, Gufa shall get shichur hari'at bas chayrin, if you're talking about a shivcha. Of course, if it would be an eved, you would say hari'ata ben chayrin, and then, in fact, another girsa on the side, that it should say ata ben chayrin, because we're talking about an eved. Or, since we were talking until now about an isha, we talk about now a shivcha. Or hari'at li'atzmeich, this is clearly talking about a woman, because it says at liatzmeich, or you're on your own. You are for yourself. So you don't use the term at muteres l'choladam, but you say hari at ben choyrin, hari at liatzmeich. Okay. So now, first thing Gemara says, what happens if you change the lashon from the get and use a lashon of a shtar shichrur, or you change the lashon of a shtar shichrur and you use the lashon of a get isha? So pshita. Omalali ishta, if a person writes, he says to his wife, he writes in the get, Hariat bas choyrin, you are now a free woman. Says he, why, that's partially omavaliklam. This is gunish, because she was not a shivcha until now. Unfortunately, her husband may have caused her lots of pain and suffering and labor. All of that is, of course, is possible. However, legally, she's a free woman. She's not an eved, she's not a shivcha, she's not an oma. She's a baschayin, so therefore writing in a shtar or telling her at baschayin liyam aklum, those is gunish mit gunish. That's worthless. Forget omelav shivchasi. He says to his shivcha at muteres l'chol adam, you're now permitted to marry anybody liyam avliklum. That's also ridiculous, because until he releases her and makes her a baschayin, she cannot marry anybody. So therefore, that's also considered to be a nullity. The question is omelav liisha hari at liatzmeich mahu. Oh. So now using that second lashon that we had in our Mishnah, that by shtar shichrur, you could say either hari at baschayin, hari at laatzmech. We said hari at baschayin, that's worthless because she was a ben chayin or baschayin until now. But what about hari at laatzmech? You're now on your own. Mal, legambi komlo, does he mean to say, now you're on your own and therefore hari at muteres l'chalom, you can do whatever you want. At laatzmech, you make all the decisions that you want to. Or you may be the malacha kamala. Since this is a borrowed term from the case of an eved or a shivcha, what he meant to say is you don't have to do malacha for me anymore. Until now, you worked all your masi yadayim belong to me, just like a shivcha hari at laatzmech. Keep your masi yadayim for yourself. But she's still married to him. Only Rav Ravashi Toshima. Let's try to bring a ride from the Mishnah. Now, kuf eshoshet get shichre at baschoina at laatzmech. Zok tiyumar. Uma'avda de konile gufe, an eved or a shifcha, we know the guf itself belongs to the odoin, and that being the case, ki omale hari atla atzmech koni gufe, the hari atla atzmech is such an expansive term, it's such an inclusive term that it frees her very guf, her very body from him, and now she's independent. Isha le koni gufa, when it comes to Isha, he's entitled to a Masi Adayim, but he's not entitled to her actual guf itself. If you remember the Gemara before, when it talked about Gita V'yodei Boin Ke'echad, the Gemara says you don't need to come on to, if you're handing over the get into her hand, you don't need to come on to Gita V'yodei, because the yad always belonged to her, it never belonged to the husband. What I need the Gita V'yodei Boin Ke'echad, said the Gemara, it was Gita V'chatzera Boin Ke'echad, that the chatzer belonged to the husband, even though it was her nechsi maluk. So therefore you had to say Gita V'chatzera Boin Ke'echad. However, you don't have to say Gita V'yodei Boin Ke'echad, because she always owned her guf. And that being the case, the only thing that the husband is entitled to is her Masi Adayim, her Metziah, you know, other rules and halachas. But he doesn't own the guf. So Madachari Atla Atzmeich is broad enough and inclusive enough to go and free a Shivcha where her guf was, did belong to the Adayim. So Ish Zuleikani Guf Aleikoshkin, it should certainly work, Hari Atla Atzmeich. So therefore the Gemara concludes that L'chayr Hari Atla Atzmeich would work as a synonymous term instead of Hari Atla Tes Chalada. Omle Rivin Aravashi, Omle Li Avedoi, Ein Li Esik Boch Mau. What happens if he says to the Eved, I don't want to have anything more to do with you? Does that work? Omle Rav Chan L'Ravashi, V'yamri L'Rav Chan L'Machoiz No'o, that means from Machoizah, L'Ravashi. Toshima, this one is an easy one to answer. The sign we learned in the Braisa. Hamoich Abdi Yov Yichav Miyotze L'Cheres, V'tzorach Yet Shichrer, Mei Rabbe Rishon. Even though our Gemara says that it's a Braisa, we had it also similar to that type of Lashon in the Mishnah. What is it? A person sells his Eved to a Goy. You're not allowed to sell your Eved to a Goy, because you're taking away from Kiyum HaMitzvahs. And if you remember, the Gemara says it even as a knas on a person who does that, that he has to go and be poidim. And we have two lishoinas, either 10 times his value or 100 times his value. So you're not allowed to do that. So if a person sells his Eved to a Bechavim, Yotzel Cheres automatically, in terms of Jewish law, is Yotzel Cheres. Of course, the Goy may say, I don't care about Jewish law. I just bought him, I paid $1,000 for this Eved, I'm keeping him. But under Jewish law, he's Yotzel Cheres, he's no longer the Eved of the original Odoin, and he's not the Odoin, he's not the Eved of the Eved Kechavim. V'tzorach get shichr mi Rabbi Rishon. We require the Rabbi Rishon to go and give him a get shichr, so that he should be able to go and marry, and he should be able to marry a Bas Chay. Omer B'Shem Gamliel, Memedvor Mamburim Shalei Kosev Olof Oinai. This halach is taki correct, if you didn't write an Oinai. But if he previously wrote an oinai, you don't need to write a new get shichra. And the obvious question is, my oinai, what does oinai mean? That when the original odoin, the Jewish odoin, sells the eved to the oivin kachom, he writes in the bill of transfer, in that document, that if and when this Eved were to go and flee and run away from you, I have no longer any connection with it. You know, I'm off the hook, don't look to me. I sever my ties to the Eved entirely. If the Eved runs away, that's your problem. So what do I see from that? Says our Gemara, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, if you previously wrote the Oinai, and in the Oinai you wrote the magic words, then you don't need a new garish dar shichur, because oinoi zeu shichrurai. Oh, so I see crystal clearly that eini esik bach is an acceptable form to use in a get shichur of an et. And we go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah was that the Tanakhama said all you have to do is hari at muteris chaladam, and Rav Yehuda said, no, you got to be very specific. Rav Yehuda, oimer v'don this get, or v'dein, this get, the heavy lichi minoi that you're getting from, to you, from me, it's a sefer tiruchim, v'gereshvukim, as we said before, a writ of banishment, or of abandonment, all those fancy l'shayis. So to b'maike b'filgi, what's the machlekes? Very simple. Rabban and Saba yodayim shein mechichas, haben yodayim, v'yavagav le leikosav la v'dein, mochamilza de b'hai gitaka megarish la. The Rabban and say, use your seichel. Read the shtar. Read the get. If the get says in it, Hari at muteris l'chalodam, what does that mean? It means that he's divorcing her. You don't have to write the magic words, V'dein, and this document you have, V'lichi minoi, that you're getting to you from me, should be a letter of banishment and abandonment and a release. And that's haram, that's chalot, and that's sufficient. So it doesn't have to be more than that. If you're going to go and tell me, it's not crystal clear that he's trying to be megarisher with this document. Now, why is it a yad she'en mechiyah? Isn't it crystal clear on its face? It says, Hariat muteres chalodim. What's the shayla? Why would Rabbi Yehuda require more v'dein? So the Gemara is going to say in another moment, because remember, when a husband gives a gift to his wife, he has to go and say, Hariat muteres chalodim. He also says, Hey gitech. He has to use those magic words. If you hold like Rabbi Lozer, for sure, you have to have two eidim, that should be eidim mesira. Ah, so therefore, you know what might be going on over here? What might be going on is he's really just doing an oral divorce. And he's saying to her, Shprinza, Hariat, Muteres, the Chalodah. This piece of paper is just a receipt that she'll be able to go and keep in her pocket. It won't be a shtar kinyan in the form of a get isha. It's just Lariah. And she's going to keep in her pocket that if and when Chas v'Shalom, she is divorced. And now she wants to remarry at some time in the future. The Masada Kedushin is going to ask, how do I know you're divorced? Or the chosin. Or she'll have to go and attach a photocopy of this to her new resume that she sends out, her shidduch resume, showing that she's divorced. So this will be a shtar raya. Says Rabbi Yehuda, unless you write the magic words, v'dein, do you have a lichi minoi? This piece of paper is a writ of banishment, a letter of abandonment, a document of release. Without writing that, I might think that he's just trying to release her orally by saying, and this piece of paper is just a receipt that she should have a certificate that she can hang on her wall together with her ksuba. Well, the ksuba presumably she has to give back to the husband. But she can hang this on her wall to say, I'm now officially divorced. But maybe it's not showing that this is a get isha. So that's what the Rabbanan say, Yidayim Shein Mechichas Hav Yidayim. Now this is enough. Don't go and ask such silly questions. It says, Hariat Muteres Chalodim, this is a get isha, that's sufficient. V'yavagav D'loi Kosel Avadein. Mucham Milta D'bahai Gita Kamagarish. Look at it, you read it, you know what's going on, you know, you don't have to have too many brains to figure it out. V'pidus Ova, no, Yidayim Shein Mechichas, Loi Havin Yidayim. V'tayim D'kosel Avadein. To Mucham Milta, then it's crystal clear that he's using this piece of paper as the instrument of divorce. I would think that he's being Megarisha just with Dibur, with the Amira. Like we said a moment ago. So that's the machloikis between the Tanakama and between Reb Yehuda. From here, for the next 10, 12, 15 lines, the Gemara is going to discuss certain very technical words which are used in the get and how the Sofer is supposed to write those words. Now, since a lot of the words that we're going to discuss we did not mention even in the Mishnah, Rashi does us a favor and Rashi writes out the Tofes HaGet, the key words of every single get. Even Rashi's version doesn't include everything, as well as we have slight changes from Rashi's Nosach, but it's basically the same that Rashi has here. For those of you that have an art scroll English Gemara, there's an appendix at the end where they have a form of a modern day get, what a get looks like. You can see it at the back. So when we look at this Rashi, the Rashi is almost word for word as the same of that text that you have in back of the Gemara in the appendix. For some reason, they only added that to the English version. They didn't add it to the Hebrew version of the art scroll. Maybe in the next edition they will. Regardless. Anyway, so if you want to take a look at the Rashi, Rashi is about just past halfway down the Amud, where Rashi begins the Mashma Lemechach, Letzachek, skip another line. We're about 60% down the Amud. In the middle of the Rashi, it says Chuka, two dots, and then we start Zeu. Sorry? Zeu, I thought I heard some noise. Zeu Tofes HaGet. This is the form of the get. Says Rashi, Patris Yisichi, I am patring you, meaning I am if you will, freeing you or releasing you, lichi, to yourself, who are you, and you, ploinis bas ploini, that's her name, sprinze bas yankel, the havis intisi mekadmes danach, that you were my wife until now, the kadoi, kadoi means, and now, patris, the shavkis, utruchis yisichi. Now all these three of the shoinis we had back in our Mishnah, right? We had Sefer Tiruchin, Igeri Shvukin, Get Peturin. So these again the three same types of words. You're now, I abandon you, I banish you, I release you. Ditehevian Rishah, so that you are now permitted. Vishaltoa ben Afshaychi, and now you have Shiltoin, you now have control over your nefesh, meaning over yourself. Lemehach, to go. Lihisnasva, to marry. L'chol man disyes yatsvion, anybody that you desire. And nobody has the right to go and be moichet to protest and say no. Min yoyim edanon, from today, uli olam, and forever. And now the key words that Rabbi Yehuda had in our Mishnah, the dain in this paper, the heavy lichiminoi that I am giving to you from me, is a get pturin, sefer tiruchin, v'ger shvukin, kadas moishe v'yisrael. So that's the basic text of a standard get, according to Rashi. And our standard text is very, very similar. So now the Gemara is going to focus on the spelling of a number of those words. So getting back to the Gemara once again. Om Rabbi, where Om Rabbi is parallel to the Toisvis, the last Toisvis, the Lorche Levav. Same line. Om Rabbi. Hayman the Kosov Git, whoever writes a get, loy lichtoy vidin, vidain, with a yud. He should write vidain without a yud. Why? Because if you write the Dain with the Yud, the Mashma Vidin, that this is the law, that the reason why I'm giving you this get is because that's what justice and the law requires. But that's not what we mean. El Vidain, leave out the Yud, Vidain means, and this document. That would be good. V'loi lichtoiv igeris. Don't like, we had in our Mishnah, remember, igeris shvukin on the second line. Igeris shvukin was a letter of banishment or abandonment, one of those fancy terms. So don't write igeris with a yud. Why? The mashma igris. The word igra, the Gemara uses it sometimes, me igra roma adbira amikta, how a person falls all the way from the tall ceiling, me igra roma, a high roof, labira amikta, to a very deep bar in the ground. So therefore the igris could mean roof. I don't want to go and say the roof of Shvukin, I want to say the igeris, the letter of Shvukin. In fact, if you look in the Megillah, the word Igeres, that Divrei Igeres Hazois, that it says in the Megillah, Megillah Esther, it says without a yud, just Igris. Remember we had in our Mishnah on the second line, he said, this is a Sefer Teruchim, Geres Shvukin, Geres Peturim, Limeach. Limeach means for you to go. Go and Lisnasa, to get married. But don't write Limeach with a yud, to Mashma, because if you write it with a yud, and if there's a slight space between the lamed yud and the mem hey chof, one could read it and it might be understood as li mehach, that you remain mine from now and on. Li, that you're still attached to me. And we don't want an attachment, that's the whole inyan of kodesh beinoy lebeinoy, that there should not be any strings attached. That's the whole inyan of shir that we've been speaking about for the last couple of days. So therefore, it's lemehach and not limehach. V'loy lichtav, and be careful when you're writing the hey of lemehach, that it not look like a ches. It shouldn't become lemehach. Tamashba kichuka. Because if you're going to not be careful and it's going to look like a ches, then you're saying that this piece of paper is just a joke. I'm just trying to joke with you. And that's why write lemehach and not lemehach. Now, the next two words are written in a very, very unique way. The yis yavion, the yis yatzvion. In both cases, notice that before the last letter nun, there are three yuds in a row. Did you ever come across a pasuk or a word with three yuds in a row? The word aniyim, you have two yuds in a row. Ayin nun yud yud mem. Okay, that I've had. Mitzriyim, yeah. Edoimiyim. There you have two yuds, but three yuds? Yes, tlosa, tlosa yudin. Temash v'tehevion v'tetavion. What does that mean? So Rashi says that by writing with two yuds, you're saying that you can get married to the husband that you want to get married to, and that you present yourself from a Lashon Havaya, that you present yourself to get married to. If you have only two Yudin, says Rashi, that might sound that we're talking to women generally, that women can get married to those that they want to marry. But we want to say in the get that you can get married to, and therefore that you want to get married to. That's why you write the three Yudin, to show we're talking about you, and we're not talking about them, about other people, other women. And then when it says in the get, it says velurche. Velurche is from the same lashon of tiruchin. Remember, we had that in the lashon of Rashi, that it says tiruches and the velurche. That you go and I'm sorry, by saying velurche levav the tiruchin. The word tiruchin we had in the Mishnah on the second line, sefer tiruchin. Make sure that the vav of tiruchin is a long vav. Same thing is, the word lorche is from Lashon arichas. Make it a long vav. And the same thing, ulavav de shvukin. Make sure that the vav of shvukin in the middle, that's a long vav. Why? Because if you're not going to write a long vav, you're going to write a short vav, it might look like a yud. And then the mashmat terichin ushvikin, which would mean in the Lashon plural. Instead of this being one shtar tiruchin, it might be viewed as shtar tiruchin, multiple shtarois of divorce. And the same thing is, if it says shvikin with a short yud, it might mean igrish shvikin, that this is a letter of abandonment for multiple ladies, especially if he's married to more than one woman. And velorchel above the kadoi. Make sure that the word kadoi, which means and now, which means in the get you write a kedoy, and now at this time I'm giving you this get. Make sure it has a long vav, because if it has a short vav, the mashma ukedi. Kedi, we know the word kedi means for naught or for nothing. So it sounds like I'm giving you this get for naught or for nothing, which might mean that it's worthless. Or maybe it means, and I didn't pay for it, or something like that. So
we also have kadi.
Yeah.
We also have...
It, not only did you say that, you're mechaben to the Rashi. If you look at the first wide line of Rashi down below, ukamoy v'amra la kadi sheim chacham. So theoretically, what Rashi might mean to say is that I'm writing in the name of the chacham inside the get. Or Rashi could mean that whenever it says in the Gemara the word kadi v'amri la kadi, usually Rashi has two pshatim. One that it's a sheim chacham, that was his name. Or kadi, we don't remember that person's name, is it just an anonymous tana or anonymous amoyer that said this. We cannot remember who said it. So that's like for free, we don't know his name. Regardless, that's why you have to have a vav to make sure kadoi, which means now. V'leilichtoiv li'isnasva, to mashma lo yisnasva, ela lihisnasva. Back in the Mishnah, we already had this on the second and third line. Lemihach lehisnasva. Lehisnasva means to go and get married. So make sure you say lehisnasva and not leisnasva, because leisnasva you could read if there was a space between the lamed aleph and the rest. Loi yisnasva. Yeah, I'm giving you this get, but don't get married. So that's why lehisnasva, that you are entitled to get married. Iboilu beinan v'dein oiloi beinan v'dein. Do you need v'dein in your document? Yes or no? In other words, says Rashi, what's the halacha? Is the halacha like the Tanakam of our Mishnah, Hariyat Muteres Acholadim is enough? Or is the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda that you have to write V'dein? What's the halacha L'maisa? Do you have to write V'dein? You don't have to write V'dein. Toshima. The Iskin Rava Begitti. Rava had a one or more sofrim that worked for him. So he was Masakin in the text of the get. Eich Planya Bar Planya. Potar V'torach Yas Plunisa Intase. How Ploini Ben Ploini. Potar, he now released and he abandoned and he banished his wife Intase, the plainest who was Intase, his wife, to have this Intase Minkonim Donna, who was married to him from until now, Miyoima Denon Uli Olam, that now she will be divorced from today and forever. Now notice V'ilu V'don Leka'ama, the word V'dein doesn't appear in these few words of Rava. So the Chayyur Zerai, you don't need V'dein. Feiting Mara, come on. When we looked at the Rashi before, Rashi had 10, 12 lines. As you know, a get has to have 12 lines. Here, he only have about 12 words. That's not the complete text. Rava, it just was masakin to put in these words. But obviously, there's more to it than that. So therefore, the fact that it doesn't say V'dein in this text isn't in Nishkaraya. El Be'inam, even though the rest of the get is not brought here in this text, but of course you need the rest. So it could be here too, El Be'inam HaChanam V'inam. Could very well be you do need V'dein, even though Rava didn't quote that in the text that we just had. Okay, now again looking at the Lashon of Rava's get, Miyoyma D'non, which would mean from today, and uli olam, and forever. In other words, you're now giget, you're divorced, miyom edanon from today, forever. Why do you have to write miyom edanon? Of course it's from today, it's not from yesterday, it's not from a week ago. So, we've had this Rabbi Yossi a number of times, that just the date itself tells you it's mehayoyim, and that's why you don't have to say mehayoyim or meachshav, if you're including a tonight. So miyom edanon means from today. Rashi points out, that even though we paskin like Rabbi Yossi in this halacha, we often paskin like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi nimukai imoy, but nevertheless, says Rashi, we don't want to get involved in machloikis. We want it to be, according to everybody, a good get, so throw in the words, miyayim edanon, so we don't just have to rely on Rabbi Yossi. Now why do I say uli olam, which means and forever? It says imoy at the top of the amid, lafuke midiboy minei rova midam nachman, that shayla that we had yesterday, 2 days ago, he had a funny individual who gave a get, and that's not so funny, but he wrote in the get, today, but tomorrow, you back my wife. That's what the person wrote. The Gemara said, if you remember, that according to everybody, poska, as soon as the divorce is effective today, if you want to take her back tomorrow, you have to do a new marriage. It doesn't spring back to life, and these words, l'mochar adishti, just don't work. Anyway, again, even though that's psak halacha, we want to be mesaken in a get, words that everybody agrees to, says Rashi Shalom Lahoitzi Laz, and nobody afterwards would say, well, maybe according to Ramnach, maybe according to Rabbah, maybe according to this one, that one. That's why you see, olam, you're divorced forever and ever, that there shouldn't be any shaitas. Okay, we could theoretically stop here, but we could also, if you notice on the Hey, Vav Amid Beis, tomorrow's daf is quite a long daf on the Amid Beis, and we might as well just finish the next few lines until the Mishnah. Remember, we have the end of the Mishnah, Gufa Shel Shtar Shecha. By the way, before we conclude, I just want to bring to your attention that the OU sent around an email which has in it, I think, a half an hour, a 45-minute presentation of a get from the first moment that the husband appears to the Bezdin until the actual handing over the get. It's fascinating, and it includes a lot of the halachas that we've learned today and that we've learned throughout the Masechta, and Bli Neder, if you haven't received it, I will send it around so you can go and see the video. And very, very well done, very done, very, very professionally, goes through the whole procedure of a get. That's the only time we should ever see and witness the procedure of a get. We should not see it in person live, because hopefully there will not be any more given. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara. So Gufish will get Shichur, Hariat Batzchoyin, Hariat Li'atzmech. Now the Gemara goes off a little bit on a tangent, because we're not going to talk about the Gufish will get Shichur, but rather Iskin Rav Yehuda Bishtar Zvini De'Avdi, if a person is selling his Eved, one Jew is selling his Eved to another Jew. This is the standard document, the bill of transfer that Rav Yehuda was Masakin. We want to make sure that this Eved is 100% without any physical or legal impediments or blemishes. And therefore you write in the get, Avda Danon, this Eved, Mutztak li Avdoi, or li Avdoi. What means Mutztak? Rashi says in the third line, Dinoi posuk li Avdus, she'ein shem irur b'machira. There's no reason why you cannot use this Eved. He is fully ready, willing, and available legally to use as an Eved, there is no ir. In other words, there's clear title to this Eved, and there's no reason why you can't go and use him as a slave. Upotir v'otir min charuri. Rashi says on the fourth line, uporish umuflik. He is separated and, if you will, divorced or set aside from any form of cheres. Meaning, don't even think that he's a ben chayrin, because he's not. He's a full-fledged Eved. Umin iluli. Iluli would mean any type of arguments. What would the alilois, just like you have alilois dam chas v'sholem, any types of argument or claim or rumor that he is not an Eved, he is a full-fledged Eved. Umin aruri malka umalkisa. And the Melech and Malka do not have any claim on him because of civil servants, civil service, or perhaps that people didn't pay their taxes and therefore it belongs to the Melech or Malka. Or Rashi says, maybe this guy is a criminal and the reason why he's being sold as an Eved is because he's Chas v'Sholom a Reitzeach and therefore the Melech is looking for him and that's why he was willing to be an Eved. No, no, no. He is free from any Irurim that he's Chas v'Sholom Meritzech or anything like that. For Roshim, the Inish loy is Eloi. The Roshim, the Inish would mean a simon that people put on their avodim. They have the like the tattoos that the Nazis Yimach Shemom did to the Jews in Europe in the concentration camps. So there's no Roshim, a simon on him of anybody else that he is their Evet. We don't want anybody else to come back and say, oh, look at his arm and you'll see it shows that he's my Eved. U'menuka mikol mum, and he is free from any mum. Now the mum that we're talking about over here, it says Rashi, is not a physical blemish, but kimoy listim mezuyon demekri batel. You don't have to worry. He does not have a criminal record. No blemish on his record, on his title. And finally, u'men shchin denofik ad titzar chadas vi'atik. You don't have to worry about that this Eved is going to break out in shchin, in boils. In other words, he's going to look totally repugnant and you're not going to want to work with him. You don't have to worry about any shchin that he may have had in the past that's atik or chodesh, anything new that's going to happen, because ad titzar, Rashi said titzar in Persian means 2 years. For the next 2 years, I give you a money back guarantee that if he breaks out in shchin, I take him back, or I'm going to pay you for it, because I know it'll be so repugnant to work with him, you won't even want to look at him, like the Gemara says, a mukashchin. And therefore, I guarantee he's not going to break out in anything, either new or old, in the next 2 years. Frank the Gemara, by the way, Maya Sute, what do you do for a person that does get this form of shchin? What is it? Now this reminds us of the parak that we had, Misha Achsei Kerdaikis, where the Gemara goes into these remedies. Amar Abai, you have to take ginbara, which is ginger, umartecha, Rashi said martecha is psoiles sigi kesef, that's when you go and melt silver, you have, I think, silver dross, I think it's called, which is the fall off, the psoiles from the melting of the silver. The kabrisa says Rashi means sulfur, that's gofres, gofres v'melach sreifa kolaritz, you take sulfur. And v'chale dechamra, chale is vinegar made out of wine. Umashcha dezeisa and shemen zayis, like we use for candles for either Shabbos lecht or for Chanukah lecht. The natpik chivra and white natpik. What exactly is white natpik? So how does our wonderful art scroll translate natpik, white natpik? White nafta, which Rashi says is naft. Nafta, which is also some sort of byproduct, I think, from tar or something like that. It has a very unpleasant odor. Anyway, the shayfileh, take all of these ingredients, mix them together, and shayfileh means go and rub it on the shchin, the gadfa di avza. Gadfa means with the noitza, that would be a feather of a goose. So take a goose feather, smear all these things on the shchin, and that will take the shchin away, and then the person will be free of that shchin. With that, we conclude. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Isai.